The Oscar Dyson spent about 2 months on the water, studying the Bering Sea pollock stock, Alaska's single largest fishery. Paul Wallin was the ship's field party chief on the last leg of the trip.
We found more pollock this year than last year, and we found a lot more small fish than last year. The Bristol Bay area and the areas close to Dutch have not so many pollock, and the bulk of the population is north and west of the Pribilofs.
Wallin's preliminary findings more or less bear out what pollock fishermen say they've seen since the second fishing season of the year opened in June. Over the past several years, pollock populations in the Bering Sea have shifted in alarming ways. Boats fishing during the summer have found slim pickings in what had been a rich fishing area northeast of Unalaska Island. Instead, they've had to fish northwest of the Pribilofs, near the Russian border. This summer, that area has yielded smaller fish than those usually found in the southern Bering Sea. On its most recent trip, the Oscar Dyson had permission to survey the Russian-controlled northwestern Bering Sea, making this NOAA's first international pollock study in a decade. Wallin says that allowed them to toss out at least one explanation of what's happening. The fish don't seem to be running northwest to Russia.
All the Russian boats that we saw, fishing boats, were lined up actually on the convention line in a row, going back and forth, getting the stragglers that went over the border. And so we could have maybe guessed just by seeing that, that the rest of the survey wasn't going to find commercial quantities of pollock.
And it didn't. NOAA now thinks that just 4% of the total Western pollock stock is on the Russian side of the border. The Oscar Dyson was docked in Captain's Bay off Unalaska on Monday and Tuesday, swapping out research crews. Marine mammal researchers are replacing the pollock team to spend the next 2 weeks tracking right whales in the Bering Sea. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.